It's 8:50. Good morning. I'm Leslie Thatcher. Joining me now in the studio, Park City Special Events Manager Jenny Dearson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Another busy weekend coming up. What do you want to kick off with?
We do have a couple of things going on this weekend. I think I'll start with the overview. Of course, Arts Fest is coming up, but just a couple other things to mention. Tonight, the Deer Valley Concert Series does kick off up at Deer Valley with the Decemberists. Tickets are still available, but just an FYI if you are headed up there, just a reminder to carpool and take the bus up to Deer Valley. Also, tomorrow night on Friday, the Deer Valley Music Festival with a tribute to the 70s and 80s. That's from 7 to 10. And also on Saturday night, the festival has Big Bad Voodoo Daddy up at Deer Valley as well. And then on Saturday, the Sundance Summer Series movie at City Park. That is normally held on Friday, so I just want to make sure folks know that if you do plan to attend the Sundance Summer Series at City Park, that is on Saturday evening. That starts around 7 o'clock with activities. The movie starts at dusk, which is normally around 9 o'clock. The movie this week is Red Dog True Blue. It does look like such a great movie, and it's about a boy who shipped off to Australia and finds himself amongst adventure with a new four-legged friend. And that, again, that's free and open to the public. And then also just a reminder, all day on Saturday, there is the Park City Summer in the City Volleyball Tournament at City Park. And so if you want to go watch some of those volleyball games, that is there. And then, of course, on Sunday evening after the festival is the Big Stars Bright Nights Concert Series. I think the story you just did, Leslie, on the radio with Lucia Micarelli and Josh Roman at City Park, that is from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And then also out in the county this weekend, we have the Summit County Fair, and that kicks off on Saturday. There is a whole list of events and activities up at the fair. You can go to summitcountyfair.org to find a list of those activities. That is one of my favorite things to get to, whether you're going this weekend or out throughout next week. There's a lot of great things up there. And then also we have the CECO block up at the UOP. And so if you want to know about that, that's a climbing competition at the Utah Olympic Park. You can go to utaholympiclegacy.org and find out information. Of course, the big event this weekend is the 49th annual Park City Kimball Arts Festival. That starts tomorrow night.
Okay. Let's talk. We can already see some of the impacts happening here in the Bob Wells Plaza. So parking is kind of closed off in some areas already?
Yep. So that started yesterday morning just up at Bob Wells as well as Wasatch Brew Pub to start building out some of the items for operations. Things really start early on Friday morning around 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. with operations and load-in. Main Street, Heber Avenue, Swede Alley, and all Swede surface lots will be closed starting at 3 o'clock in the morning. So just remember, if you are coming to Main Street tonight, please remember to move your car off of Main Street or any of those lots as you are leaving Main Street at nighttime. I do think it's important to mention that we anticipate everything will be open back up early on Monday morning or late on Sunday night, so around 2 a.m. again on Monday morning. For those activities.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about parking.
So parking rates, we do anticipate for parking to be limited throughout the weekend. Friday rates are normal in China Bridge. So what that means is after 5 o'clock, it is $3 an hour with a max rate of 18 and the first hour free. I think it is important to let everyone know we do anticipate parking in China Bridge to be full early. So please do your part. And of course, carpool if you are parking, but we strongly encourage you to take the bus.
So are you going to be having extra transit buses from the parking lots, like at the high school? And
yes, and so we appreciate all of our resort partners as well as the school district. They have all come on board to help us work towards our community's priority. And so, again, you can park at Parks Canyons Cabriolet Lot, Park City Base, Deer Valley, or Park City High School and take the bus into the event. I do want to let people know, because of the concerts up at Deer Valley parking is only available until 3 o'clock. And then just to go over parking rates for Saturday and Sunday are a little bit different. On Saturday and Sunday, it is $5 an hour from 9 o'clock until 5 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, rates go back down to the normal $3 an hour. All day long, the max rate is 18, and the first hour is free on those 2 days.
Okay. Those who have the blue square pass holders, where do they get to go?
So businesses that do have the blue permit can park in North Marsac Lot or the Gateway. And then also I wanted to mention for employees in the Main Street area, Homestake parking lot is available and operating as normal. That's from 11 o'clock to 3 a.m. So you can park at Homestake, and we do have a 10-minute shuttle running back and forth between Homestake Lot and Main Street. And then also the Kimball has a bike valet, just like last year, down on 7th Street. The best way to access that is from the Park Avenue side. There's a lot of information on the city's website just about impacts. So if you just go to parkcity.org, you can find the impact map and all of the information regarding transportation there.
Okay. So again, things really kicking off tomorrow afternoon with Locals Night.
Yes. And so the festival tomorrow starts at 5 o'clock and goes until 9 o'clock. Saturday's hours are from 10 to 8 and then Sunday from 10 to 6.
Okay.
I do want to also mention that both the city and the Kimball have been distributing access passes. This is specifically for Old Town residents. Just to make sure, if you do live on Park Avenue, you do need to run over to the Kimball. That's at 1401 Kearns, and make sure you grab your Park Ave pass so you can get access there. City staff has been distributing access passes throughout Old Town and then also to the businesses on Main that need access to Sweet Alley. So if you have any questions about that, you can just email us at specialevents@parkcity.org. I also want to remind folks there is no Park Silly Market on August 5th or next weekend on the 12th or on August 19th. We've been trying to remind people that. And then I also wanted to mention, if you do have any questions or any feedback, it is very helpful if you let us know what's going on. The email, again, if you have questions or want to give us feedback, is specialevents@parkcity.org. And then last year we initiated a text alert system. And so if you haven't registered for that, it is very easy. And you can just text PC Events to 888-777. And that the city is pushing out both transportation as well as emergency information so that we can notify people about what is going on out there in Park City and Summit County. And that's a great way to give us feedback as well as know what's going on around town.
Okay. Anything else?
I do want to just mention, we do have a busy and fun 2 weeks ahead of us. We have some incredible opportunities. It does take our entire community as well as our partners to work towards our community's critical priority of transportation. So please just really plan ahead, bus, bike, walk, and carpool this weekend, whether you're coming to the Arts Festival or any of the other events. And we will see you out there.
Okay, Jenny, thanks.
Thank you.